由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome again to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你来到天路导向收听我们的节目。
If you have not listened to the broadcast before, we are talking about the Ten Commandments.
如果你之前未收听过天路导向的话，我们在这里分享着十诫的信息。
And today we're going to talk about the second commandment.
而今天我们将要讲到第二条诫命。
I think most parents have a desire in their hearts to leave their children some sort of inheritance.
我想大部分的父母呢，内心都有个愿望，就是要为到自己的子女留下一些遗产。
Parents and grandparents work hard in order to put something away for their children and grandchildren.
父母同埋佢嘅爷爷嫲嫲、公公婆婆好努力去工作，就系要为到自己嘅子孙留低啲嘢。
Of course, in some situations, I have seen how easy money can ruin lives.
其实喺一啲情况里面，我发现钱啊，好容易就可以毁灭人嘅生活。
A friend of mine used to say that leaving your children a financial inheritance without a spiritual inheritance is a disaster.
我有一个朋友曾经讲过，如果你只系为儿女留低你嘅钱财，但系冇为到佢哋留低属灵嘅遗产，就会系一场嘅灾祸。
The second commandment,
第二条诫命,
is not only a stern warning against worshipping God the wrong way,
不单只是对用错误的方式去敬拜上帝的一个严厉的警告,
but is a warning about worshipping the wrong way and passing that wrong way to the next generation.
亦都是告诫紧我哋唔好将敬拜上帝嘅错误方式系传俾下一代。
The first commandment has to do with worshiping the right God.
第一条诫命系讲要敬拜真神啊。
And the second commandment has to do with worshiping the right God the right way.
第二条诫命讲嘅就系要用正确嘅方式嚟敬拜真实嘅上帝。
The first commandment tells us that we must reject false gods.
第一条诫命就系话俾我哋听，一定要拒绝假神。
And the second commandment tells us that we must not worship the true God in any form of man-made image.
第二条诫命话俾我哋听，一定唔可以用任何人造嘅形象嚟敬拜真神。
And that is why this commandment is very relevant to every believer in Jesus Christ.
因此这条诫命是和每一个相信耶稣基督的信徒息息相关的。
Again, if you have your Bible with you, please turn to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4.
如果你手上有圣经的话，请你翻到去出埃及记第20章第4节。
Here's what the second commandment said.
我想告诉你，在第二条诫命里头是这样讲的。
You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or the earth beneath, or the water below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but show love to thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
你们不可以为自己雕刻偶像，亦都不可以用什么的形象，就算好像天上面、地下面、地底下的水里面的所有的物件的形象。你不可以跪拜那些像，不可以侍奉它，因为我耶和华你的上帝是忌邪的上帝。恨我的，我一定会追讨他们的罪，自他的爸爸开始到他的子女，直到三四代。爱我、守我诫命的，我必定向他们发出慈爱，直到千代。
This commandment falls under four headings.
这条诫命可以分为四个重点的。
First, the precept.
第一个就是规则。
Secondly, the premise.
第二个就是前提。
Then the premonition.
第三个就是告诫。
And then the promise.
第四个就是应许。
What is the precept here?
究竟这里讲的规则是什么呢?
It is very simple.
其实这些规则很简单的。
Do not create any representation of God, whether that representation is carved by hand or created in your imagination.
就是不要制造任何的偶像来代替上帝，无论是你用手做，还是用你的意念去想象出来的。
That's a precept.
这个就是规则。
And I don't want you to misunderstand this commandment.
请你不要误解这条诫命。
There is a world of difference between artistic design and the worship of these works of art.
在艺术创作里面，同埋你去崇拜呢啲艺术品呢，其实是完全不同的。
And that is why the second part of this precept says, you shall not bow down to them nor worship them.
这个就是点解呢条规则的后半部分写到，你不可以跪拜那些像，亦都不可以侍奉它。
It must not take place.
这件事是绝对是不可以出现的。
But please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请你留心我即将要跟你讲的事。
Some people also make idols out of pastors and teachers and priests.
有些人会将牧师啊、老师啊、传道人当作偶像的。
They may not bow down to them, but they follow them to the point of adoration.
他们或者不会跪拜，但是他们会追随这些人，好像崇拜他们一样。
But teachers and preachers are simply instruments of God.
老师、传道人、牧者其实都是上帝所使用的器皿。
In the book of Exodus, God's people worshipped him wrongly.
在出埃及记里面，上帝的百姓用错误的方式来敬拜上帝。
By worshipping an image they created to represent God.
他们敬拜自己手里面所做的可以象征上帝的一个偶像。
When God's people became impatient with Moses, they created a bull and they bowed to worship it.
当上帝的百姓对摩西失去了耐性的时候，他们就做了一只金牛犊，并且跪拜他。
But they were not really worshipping a bull.
但是他们不是拜着一只牛啊。
As far as they were concerned, they were worshipping Yahweh.
对他们来说，他们以为自己敬拜耶和华。
And they said to themselves, Yahweh represents power.
他们告诉自己，耶和华就是等于能力。
And the symbol of power was a bull.
而牛啊，就是能力的标记嘛。
So they poured their wealth and their gold and their silver and they made that bull image.
于是他们就倾其所有的金银财宝，造成了那只金牛犊。
But in their false worship, they were focused only on one aspect of God.
但是在这次的错误的崇拜里面，他们只是重视了上帝的某一种特性。
And that's what idolatry does.
这些就是偶像崇拜了。
People today are worshipping all kinds of false representations of the true God.
今天人在敬拜各式各样的虚假的替代品，代替对真神的敬拜。
And the tragedy is they think that they're worshipping God.
可悲的就是他们以为自己在敬拜真神。
But God said, do not make an image of me.
但是上帝就说，你不要雕刻我的像啊。
Now this is the precept.
这个就是上帝立下给我们的规则。
What about the premise of the precept?
我想问你，究竟这个规则的前提是什么呢?
What is the reason for the rule or the command, you shall not bow to idols?
设立不可以跪拜那些像的这条诫命的原则是什么呢?
Why?
为什么要设立这条诫命呢?
For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God.
因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神。
Why should you not confuse God with representations of God?
为什么不可以将上帝和上帝的雕像混为一谈呢?
Because sooner or later you will focus on the representation and forget the real thing.
呢个系因为你迟早都会只系专注喺嗰个雕像里头，而忘记咗真实嘅上帝。
And God does not want us to focus on that representation out of love for us.
而正因为上帝爱我哋，所以佢唔想我哋专注喺个雕像里头啊。
Some of you probably are saying, "What does love have to do with jealousy?"
咁有啲人可能会问。爱同埋妒忌有咩关系啊
？Does God forbid us from making any association with Him because He is a jealous God？
妒忌咧，亦都系忌邪啊，同一个字嚟嘅。咁难道因为我哋上帝系妒忌嘅上帝、忌邪嘅上帝，佢就会禁止我哋制造一啲关于佢嘅嘢咩
？In the truest sense of the word, jealousy is not bad。
就妒忌或者忌邪呢个词咧，最真实嘅含义嚟讲，佢唔系贬义嘅。
We often confuse the word jealousy and we use it in the wrong way.
我哋经常都搞唔清妒忌呢个词嘅意思，将佢用错咗地方。
We sometimes talk about jealousy when we really mean envy.
有时我哋讲妒忌嘅时候，可能我哋系羡慕啫。
And there are two different things.
其实佢哋系两样唔同嘅嘢嚟噶。
The word zealous or zeal means to guard that which is rightfully yours.
热心嘅或者热诚呢个词嘅意思就系守卫嗰啲原本属于你嘅嘢。
That's what jealousy does. It guards that which is rightfully yours.
妒忌就系呢个意思，佢系指守卫属于你嘅嘢。
That is very different from envy.
呢样嘢同羡慕好唔同噶噃。
And that's what God means when He talks about being jealous about His children.
呢个亦都系上帝去解释佢对佢嘅子女忌邪嘅意思。
When God sees His children in a grip of another, He becomes jealous.
当上帝见到佢嘅儿女被其他嘅神明所控制嘅时候，佢就会忌邪妒忌啊。
Whatever that God may be, that makes God jealous.
无论那个其他的神明是哪个都好，上帝都会妒忌。
Do you know why?
点解呢
？Because God's love for His children is an exclusive love.
因为上帝对佢儿女的爱是排他性的。
Because God is passionate about you.
因为上帝对你倾注咗佢嘅情感。
And that is why He becomes jealous when He sees you in the grip of another God.
所以呢，上帝见到你被其他嘅神明所操纵嘅时候，佢就嫉妒啦。
When you are more concerned about your likings and dislikings than God's glory，
当你关心自己嘅喜好多过上帝嘅荣耀嘅时候
，When you are more in love with yourself than with Him，
当你爱自己胜过你爱上帝嘅时候
，When you are more in love with your possessions than you are with Him。
当你爱自己嘅财产多过你爱上帝嘅时候
，God becomes jealous，
上帝就会嫉妒啊。
God's jealousy is a protective jealousy，
上帝嘅嫉妒系一种保护性嘅嫉妒。
Because He knows that idols are terrible for you，
因为佢知道嗰啲偶像对你嘅影响系好坏嘅。
He knows that idols ultimately are very destructive in your life.
他知道那些偶像最终会破坏你的生命。
Because he knows that idols have the power to limit God in your life.
因为他知道那些偶像会限制了上帝在你生命里面的地位。
He knows that idols have the power to obscure God in your life.
因为他知道那些偶像会让到你看不清上帝在你生命里头的影响。
And he knows that idols have power to control you.
他还知道那些偶像会控制你。
That idols have the power to blind you to the truth.
那些偶像会让你对真理视而不见。
Idols have the power to rob you of the blessings that God wants to give you.
那些偶像会将上帝想要赐给你的福气从你手里面夺走。
And God loves you too much, and that is why He becomes jealous when He sees you flirting with idols.
上帝是几咁嘅爱你，所以当佢睇到你迷恋嗰啲偶像嘅时候，佢就会嫉妒啊。
God loves you too much, and that is why He becomes jealous when He sees you obsessed with something or someone.
上帝是几咁嘅爱你，所以当佢睇到你对某啲人或者某啲嘢着迷嘅时候，佢就会妒忌起嚟。
Someone said jealousy is God's love protecting itself.
有人话忌邪系上帝一种保护性嘅爱。
So we saw the precept or the rule of God.
所以我哋正话听过上帝俾我哋嘅规则。
Secondly, we saw the premise or the reason for the rule of God.
第二，我哋亦都明白咗上帝颁布呢啲规则嘅前提或者原因。
Thirdly and fourthly, we have the premonition and the promise.
第三同第四，让我哋一齐嚟睇下告诫同埋应许。
What is the premonition or the warning?
究竟乜嘢系告诫或者警告呢
？Listen carefully, please, my listening friend.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细留意啦。
The premonition.Is that if you persist in breaking the second commandment, then not only will you suffer, but the next generation is going to suffer as well.
告戒就是如果你一定要违反第二条戒命的时候，不单止你会受苦，你的后代都会受苦。
Let me explain something to you.
让我为你解释一下。
Idolatry is the perversion of what is real.
拜偶像是对真实的一种颠倒。
Idolatry takes something good and twists it.
拜偶像是对美好的一种扭曲。
Idolatry takes something that belongs to God and turns it against God.
拜偶像是将原本属于上帝的东西扭转过来同上帝为敌。
You see, idolatry is a way of showing hatred to God whether you are conscious of it or not.
无论你意唔意识到，其实拜偶像就是对上帝的仇视。
The principle is this.
那个规律是这样
的。That the fathers who hate God are going to have children who hate God.
如果你阿爸憎上帝的话，你个仔都会憎上帝。
Children often are impacted by their parents.
因为子女经常都会受到父母好深远的影响。
But there is more to this warning.
但是不单止是这样，这一个警告有更深一层的含义。
God holds families responsible for their conduct as families.
上帝用家庭为单位，让人以家庭为单位，为到自己的行为负责。
Now, please don't misunderstand me.
请你不要误解我。
It doesn't mean that God's grace cannot invade a family of parents who are godless and the child becomes converted to Christ.
这个并不是说上帝的恩典不能够去到那些父母不敬虔而孩子愿意相信耶稣的家庭。
In fact, God stresses individual responsibility.
事实上，上帝亦都强调个人的责任。
In Ezekiel 18:20, he says, "The soul that sins, it shall die."
在以西结书十八章第二十节里头，他说，唯有犯罪的，他就必定死亡。
But there is something here in the second commandment I don't want you to miss.
但是在第二条诫命里头有些重点，请你注意，不要漏了它吧。
God said that he will judge those who hate him to the third and fourth generation.
上帝话憎佢嘅，佢就会追讨呢啲人嘅罪，自佢嘅爸爸到仔开始到三四代。
People often make the mistake of thinking that the second commandment means that the fathers are guilty, but the children get punished.
人通常都会错误咁样以为第二条诫命咪就系话嗰啲爸爸或者父辈去犯咗罪，个子女嗰辈就要受惩罚。
That is not what it means at all.
其实这条诫命不是讲这件事。
But often parents who hate God have children who hate God.
但是通常如果父母他憎上帝的话，他的子女都会仇视上帝。
The general principle is that the fathers who curse God will produce children who curse God.
一般来讲，父母去咒诅上帝的话，他的子女都懂得咒诅上帝。
But it doesn't mean that God's grace cannot invade and convert someone in a family like this.
但是这件事并不是讲话上帝的恩典不能够去侵入这个家庭，去到和改变这个家庭里面某一个人。
So God gives us the precept or the rule.
好，上帝给了我们规则或者准则了。
And then he gives us the premise or the reason for the rule.
上帝跟着又话了给我们听颁布规则的前提和规则的原因了。
Then he gives us a premonition or the warning for not keeping the rule.
跟住上帝又对嗰啲唔遵守呢啲规则嘅人发出咗警戒同埋警告啦。
But the best part is the last part, which is the promise of keeping his command.
跟住最后一部分就系最好嘅，就系讲到呢条诫命，我哋遵守咗之后得到嘅应许。
Look at the promise of God with me, please.
让我们一起来看看上帝的应许。
Right at the end of the second commandment,
正正就在第二条诫命的结束部分。
There is a contrast.
在里面有一个对比。
God judges those who hate him to the third and fourth generation.
上帝说恨他的，上帝必定追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
But then those who love him are going to be blessed for 1,000 generations.
但是爱他那些，上帝就会向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
My listening friend, when you comprehend this, it will make you rejoice.
亲爱的听众朋友，当你理解了这一点的时候，你就会喜乐。
Because this contrast tells me that judgment is very strange to God, but grace is very natural to him.
因为这个对比是话紧俾我哋听，上帝唔系经常去审判，但系上帝系经常去施恩典。
Isn't that wonderful？
呢样嘢系咪好奇妙啊
？Judgment is the exception, but he does it because of his justice and righteousness.
审判系非常嘅情况，上帝唔经常审判，佢要审判系因为佢嘅公义，佢嘅正直。
God's judgment is not because he enjoys judging.
上帝审判并不是代表他很喜欢审判。
No.
不是的。
Because God loves pouring grace on you.
因为上帝喜欢将恩典倾注在你身上。
And that is why the contrast between four generations and 1,000 generations.
因此才有三四代和千代的对比。
Let me speak to the parents just for a minute.
让我对那些为人父母的人先讲一句话。
This promise should make you far more concerned about leaving your children a spiritual legacy than anything else.
我很希望这个应许让到你更加关注为到子女留下属灵的遗产，而不是留下其他的东西。
This promise should make you determined to leave your children and your grandchildren a legacy of passion for God.
这个应许应该让到你定义为子孙留下一笔的遗产，就是至真至诚地去爱上帝。
This promise should compel you to leave a role model of love for Jesus Christ, not love for money.
这个应许应该促使你立下戒诫去爱耶稣基督，而不是爱钱财。
Every time you remove one of the idols in your life,
每一次当你将自己的生命里面的偶像去除去的时候，
your blessing will be far greater than you can imagine.
你所得到的福分永远比你想象到的更多。
Every time you destroy an idol in your life,
每一次当你将你自己生命里头的偶像打碎的时候，
It will bring you untold treasures of grace and mercy and blessings.
将会为你带来数不清的恩典，数不清的怜悯，数不清的赐福。
Every idol that you strike down and break down,
每一次你击倒同埋打碎一个偶像的时候，
From that will pour out answers to prayer that you have been waiting for so long.
都会为你带来祷告的回应，就是你期了很久祷的回应。
In some cases, God delays answers to prayer until you deal with the idols in your life.
有些时候上帝推迟对祷告的回应，直到你是除去了和对付了你生命里面的偶像。
My listening friend, listen to me very carefully as I conclude.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我结束的时候，请你特别去留意。
Only you know what these idols are.
只有你才知道这些偶像是什么。
Only you can say to the Lord Jesus,
只有你才能够对主耶稣基督说，
Lord Jesus, with your power and with your strength, I strike a blow at these idols in my life.
主耶稣，靠着你的大能，靠着你的力量，我对那些对我生命里头有影响的偶像作了强力的一击。
I will not let them rule my life.
我不愿意再让啲偶像去控制我的生命。
I will not let them dominate my thoughts.
我不愿意再让偶像去主导我的思想。
I will not let them rob me of the blessing.
我不会再让偶像夺走你赐给我的福分。各位听众朋友，我想告诉你听，今日我哋喺了解嘅第二界里面，我哋知道上帝系爱我哋嘅，上帝系一个忌邪嘅上帝，佢一路都好想施慈爱俾我哋。如果你愿意去归向佢嘅时候，佢就会俾晒佢一切嘅慈爱你，让你分分秒秒都享受佢嘅慈爱，更加系直到千代。好多时候我们在生命里头，我们让了很多的其他东西成为我们的追求，我们的偶像。我们让到这些东西去占据了我们生活的需要，我们让这些东西去拥有了我们生命的每一个部分。我们今天开始其实就应该重新让上帝去占据我们生命中的主宰的位置。因为上帝，你让他占据了你主宰的位置的时候，你会过得更加开心。而好像所罗门求智慧一样，当你去求智慧，求智慧去荣耀上帝的时候，上帝就会赐给你其他一切东西。正如耶稣讲过，你要先求上帝的国和上帝的义，其他东西都会加给你。但是很多时候我们都是短视，我们就求了一些、比较世俗的事情，我们就不懂得去依靠上帝，去求上帝的国和上帝的义。希望你在人生里面不要时常被你的一些罪恶，一些偶像所辖制，依靠上帝，跟随上帝。在这里希望上帝是能够与你同在，也都时常我们能够是一起去同你同走天路的历程。愿上帝大大赐福给你，我们下次天路导向的时间再会。